could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Hey, and welcome to episode 41. I wanted to start this week's episode off with a story from an awkward dinner table moment at Christmas with my boyfriend's family.
Ooh.
There's just certain things that shouldn't be said around the dinner table. And what his dad said got me so, so red in the face. It was so embarrassing and awkward. And the worst part is that it was completely innocent. He had no intention of it coming out that way, but it came out that way.
What did he say? Tell us the story.
So Adam is currently trying to find a new job, and he actually has a job interview coming up. Woo-hoo. And super exciting because he's been at it for a couple of months on this now. So it's very exciting and hoping everything goes well. You know, we're at home with his family and we're talking about this interview situation. It's quite an intense process for what he is applying for. Mm-hmm. It's just one of three or four things that he's already done. And the interview has a couple of different parts. So he was explaining to his parents and everyone else at the table, you know, what he had to do, how he needed to prepare for this interview. And he was going on and telling everyone that a portion of the interview is a role play situation.
Okay.
And so you can already see where this is going, right? And so his parents were giving him suggestions on what he could do to, you know, what he should be doing to prepare for this interview. And his dad goes, oh, well, you know, Janelle can probably help you with some role play. And everyone just went dead silent. And I was like, he did not just say that. And I couldn't help myself. I was the first person who started laughing. I'm awkwardly looking away. Then Adam's brother's laughing and his mom is laughing. And then finally his dad clues into what he just said.
Oh, nuts.
I was beat red in the face and in the chest, and I get red very easily.
Yeah.
And Adam totally called me out on it and said, you're so red. And I was just dying in embarrassment. And he had no intent.
He was just
suggesting I actually do role play in the situation of what his will be for work. And then to just add a little cherry onto the top of all of this, I was upstairs later on that day and I was just getting ready in the bathroom and I could overhear Adam and his dad downstairs, and his dad brought it up. And he was explaining that he didn't mean it that way. I was like, that's so precious. Aww. We all knew you didn't mean it that way. And you could
he
hear
was
the
probably
tone.
Embarrassed. Yeah.
You could hear Adam's tone being just so, Dad, I know. We all know. We know you didn't mean it that way.
Aww.
So that was fun.
That's pretty freaking funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so we kind of wanted to talk for the majority of the episode about awkward encounters featuring blasts from our pasts. So I had one today. Okay, at work, we partner with this other organization that does a lot of incredible things, and they're fantastic. I haven't had a lot to do with them yet because that hasn't really been the role that I've been playing, but I've been part of conversations and included in email threads and that sort of a thing. And one of the main people who kind of liaises with this organization is someone whose name I immediately recognized because we used to play basketball when we were little, I think in elementary and junior high.
Wow.
So way back. And so when I saw her name, my initial reaction was kind of like a lurch in my stomach because I can't remember why we stopped being friends.
Oh.
And I cannot remember, but it's giving me a vague sense that it may have had something to do with us being very competitive as basketball players, and then maybe also with our moms not getting along. I can't remember, but I know we're not friends. We didn't continue to be friends, and I don't know why we stopped or whatever. So, and that we play basketball together. So I think it was something to do with competition, or maybe maybe nothing happened. I honestly have no idea. But I was like, okay, I guess at some point I'm going to be meeting her. And that day was today. So we had this meeting scheduled that she was part of and I was part of and a few other people were a part of. So I was kind of just this morning to Spencer, I was like, I have this meeting today and the content of the meeting itself is going to be kind of interesting on its own. But what's making it even more interesting is that I'm going to see this woman that I have not seen for 18 years or longer. So that's going to be interesting. So in my mind, I was anticipating seeing her. So when I went to the boardroom, she was the only other person already there. And so I was like, hey, how's it going? Happy New Year. And she seemed, she had a bright, cheerful smile on. And I went in for a hug and she hugged me back. And then I went around the table to the other side and we were facing each other from across the table. And then her face, like a light bulb went on and she was, oh my God, Sam? Yeah. Like, that's why I just hugged you. I was, you didn't know who I was, but you like hugged me anyways. That's so nice. And this is so awkward already. It was actually really, really pleasant to see her. And we chatted for like a few minutes before the meeting started and just, you know, how's your family and how's the last 20 years been and that kind of a thing. And so it was really nice, but I just thought it was so funny that I knew who she was because I was anticipating meeting her and hugged her and she hugged me, let me hug her, and then realized afterwards she had no fucking clue who I was.
Who is this crazy lady?
Okay, I'll hug acting this crazy like... person that I don't know.
That's so strange. But sounds like she rolled with it, you
she
know.
Did. She was super nice.
As one does. If I've had people recognize me before too. I can recall it was a couple of years ago. I was at a music festival and somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, Janelle. And I turned around and looked at him very strangely for a little while. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm sorry. I don't know who you are or you're mistaking me for someone else. But whose name is Janelle? I mean, Janelle's like not even that.
But Janelle.
So it's not a very common name.
No, that's not me. I'm not Janelle, no.
And he said, it's Craig. What? And I went to high school with this guy and okay. I hadn't seen him since high school. So easily at that point, I mean, could have been 10-ish years or so. And the reason I didn't recognize him is that he had lost so much weight. Unrecognizable. His face was even thinner and slimmer. Mm-hmm. And he's starting to go a little bit gray as well.
Aww.
So he's a little bit salt and peppered, but he looked fantastic. And I just couldn't believe how different he looked from high school. And we had a good little chat and I said, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I didn't recognize you. You look so different, but you look great. And he had this incredible job. He was helping run the festival and everything. So it was just,
wow,
it was wild. But I also felt so bad for not recognizing him.
So the woman that I saw today, she said like a couple of times, you look so different. And I was like, okay. I was like, she looks exactly the same. And she was like, you look like you, but older. I was like, okay, cool. I ran into someone at a fair/festival/concert thing once. And so they saw me first, obviously, because of I'm vision impaired, never see anything first. And he was like, oh my God, Sam. And he was so pumped. And I was like, hey, I had no clue who it was. But they were so excited to see me and had such like a joyful, positive energy that I was, I'll ride that. So I was like, hello, like, how's it going? And we hugged and what are you up to? And we chatted for like maybe 5 minutes and parted ways. And the person I was with, who I think was Spencer, asked like, who was that? No idea. I have no idea who that was. But he looked so familiar. So I was thinking about it for a while and I was like, who is that? He looks so familiar. And then the way he looked that I remember came flooding back into my mind and I remembered who it was. And it was a guy I dated.
Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah.
How do you not remember a guy dated?
I know.
How long did you date for?
Not very long. And it wasn't super serious. But we also played sports together for years and totally knew who each other was. And dating was a small part of our relationship. So
did he look very different?
He looked like he had bulked up, not in a gained weight, but gained muscle sort of way. So he looked a lot more muscly and just older, I guess. And it was so out of context. And yeah, but as soon as I realized who it was, I was like, oh my gosh, how could I have not recognized him right away. Also, we used to make out, so.
You were right up in that face.
Yeah.
Funny you bring up ex-boyfriends. That's kind of a bit of my throwback kind of situation here today, but I didn't actually have an encounter with my ex, because if I did ever run into him, he literally would not look at me, because that's happened previously. Ooh. I think we dated for 2-ish years, and I broke up with him, and it wasn't a good parting. And ever since then, I mean, he still had a lot of friends in our friend group. He still remains where I grew up and worked at a very popular bar. And I can remember going out to the bar with my friends or my younger brother, and he'd be happy and nice and talk to all of them behind the bar, and he wouldn't serve me, and he wouldn't turn around.
Cold.
So we don't talk. He, you know, blocked me on Facebook or unfollowed me or unfriended me or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I know about him is through word of mouth and what my friends have shared with me. And I would get pieces and bits and details here and there, because we dated 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's been interesting to hear all of these stories. And I don't know if anyone else feels this way as well about their exes, but sometimes it's a ridiculous game to play, but you think, oh, gee, that's what my life would be like right now, mm-hmm. if I was still with that person. Mm-hmm. When in reality, that's not even factual. I can't possibly be true, because that's a different person that they're with.
For sure. And simply by being with that person, everything would be different than what it actually is.
Yeah. But that's the game and the mind play that you have. Yeah. And so, you know, I'd previously heard that he was dating somebody, and they were together for quite a long time, and they were living together, and I always assumed they were still together. Well, over Christmas, I found out that I don't think they're together anymore. They kind of had an off and on relationship for a little while. And I found out that he could possibly be a father.
Ooh.
And the juicy detail, I guess, here is that it's with this girlfriend or ex-girlfriend that he had. And she says it's his, but she also has a new boyfriend.
Oh, drama, baby drama.
And so I guess the thing about this whole situation is, and I know I've done it before, but I was like, oh, if I was still with him, that would mean I'm having a baby. Just so bogus. But I've thought those things before. And like, have you ever? Am I the only one?
I don't know. Well, yes, I have thought that a couple of times. If I had chosen a life with this person, then I would hate it because XYZ or whatever kind of a thing. One of my exes who, similar kind of, we did not have a good breakup. I was definitely the bad guy. So same thing, wouldn't talk to me, unfollowed me, whatever. And I'm all for a clean break. So I wasn't really offended. But he is still friends on social media or followed by some of my friends and my mom. My mom's friends with all of my exes.
That's awkward.
She at least doesn't engage with them anymore.
Oh, I was going to say, does she speak with them anymore?
No, but I do get some dirt sometimes. So that is how I found out that this ex of mine has a baby too.
Oh.
But there doesn't seem to be a woman in the picture. Hmm. So I have some curiosity as to how that all transpired, how he came to be a single father, what appears to be a single father.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I don't know anything. But I thought that was interesting.
I have a friend of mine whose ex also just had a child. I have a couple of friends who their exes have had significant things happen in their lives over Christmas. And these are girlfriends from me from home. Mm-hmm. And I didn't bring up either one of those situations to them in conversation because I didn't know if I felt that they didn't want to talk about it, they might not have known, or it would have just been an awkward, uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
Because for one of them, it was her ex is now engaged. And I know that this new person that he's with, he and her have only been together for like a year, and they dated mm-hmm. for longer than this new relationship. And now he's engaged and stuff. I mean, she's happily in a relationship and everything like that too. But I didn't want to bring it up with her because I wasn't sure if it was going to be an awkward conversation
or how it would make her feel.
And then my other girlfriend, her ex just had a baby, and they were together for like 9 years.
Wow.
And what I find interesting about that situation is that as far as I knew, they had never ever planned to have children. Mm-hmm. They were the couple who just decided that they didn't want to do that. Never really seemed of interest to them. And now he has a girlfriend and they have a baby and he is completely over the moon about it.
Aww, that's just nice.
It's so precious to see. And I mean, I didn't talk to her about it at all because I'm not sure that she'd want to hear about it. And I also think they did a clean break, social media gone. Yeah.
Man, clean breaks are the way to go.
And I guess that's just, that's why you can't do that thing where you say, well, if I was still with that person, here's what my life would be.
I guess I'd have a baby.
Because clearly he found a new person and his mind changed about that.
Oh, yeah. The person that you partner up with has a major impact on your life, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't. It's comparing apples and oranges or bananas and kiwis or whatever ever fruit combination you want to compare.
Because you maybe would have never moved to the East Coast if it weren't for your partner.
Yeah.
We would have never met. We wouldn't have met each other. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any cool blasts from the past stories? Friends, ex-lovers, that kind of a thing? Tell us about how awkward it is.
Or that time you ran into somebody who knew you, but you didn't know them.
Although you dated.
But there is an easy way around that. You just be as excited about seeing them. Yeah,
you just match their tone.
And you just, oh, hey. And you don't introduce them to anybody because you don't know their name.
Yep.
You do that stupid, oh, what are you doing these days? Oh, that's so great. That's so awesome. Well, great seeing you. We should grab coffee sometime. Oh, yeah, totally. Never. Bye.
Exactly.
How many times have you said that to somebody that you haven't seen in a very long time?
I don't think we should really catch up sometime.
No?
I don't think so.
It's such a phony conversation.
I know. But I feel like you can't really do it anymore because everyone knows it's full of shit. Let's grab coffee sometime. I fucking hate you too.
Okay, bye.
I also never want to see you ever again. This was horribly uncomfortable. So yeah, coffee sounds great. I have a bummer story. Should I share it? It's a bummer.
Well, that sounds like a great note to end the podcast on. Sure. I don't know what it's about.
Okay. So we were having dinner at Spencer's dad's house with his sister and his girlfriend's daughter and her boyfriend. So there were a bunch of us there. And the topic of, you know, legalization of cannabis came up and we were all kind of talking about our experiences with cannabis. And I said something about more than any other stoner at our high school and said, I really miss that guy. He was so funny and he was such a funny, happy stoner guy and he was so great. And Spencer goes, yeah, he died. And it like was shocking information to hear. And then also it was such a drastic change in, I guess I was probably like a little bit shaken by the news or whatever.
Yeah, And so then
one of the people there was, well, this is awkward. And then we kind of all just changed the subject or whatever, but I didn't stop thinking about it. So I looked him up on Facebook and he for sure died.
Well, way to kill a conversation twice.
Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. It's okay. Yeah, that's a sad story.
Yeah, that's a sad blast from the past.
Let's keep him happy when you share your blast from the past with us, please.
So, sorry.
So feel free to share your blast from the past with us, whether it be a good encounter or a bad one.
Or a sad one.
No, I told you keep it happy. I don't want no sad stuff in our inbox.
Okay, sugarcoat your bullshit for Janelle.
Please do. You can get in touch with us on our Twitter account, which is at TCGA Podcast, or on Facebook, This Could Get Awkward.
You can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com or just head up our site, thiscouldgetawkward.com, for all of our episodes and all the ways you can reach out to us.
Chat with you next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.